Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. Well, it's not technically summer yet, but it may as well be. It is getting hot out there, and you will need sunscreen. It is bright and sunny. Let's get details live from 1010 Winds AccuWeather meteorologist John Furyk.
Yeah, turning into a pretty hot weekend across the tri-state area. Temperatures of this afternoon generally will be up near that 90-degree mark. That's mostly away from the coast. Beaches, more like mid-70s to low 80s. Overall, pretty good beach day, but that ocean is still chilly, no higher than about 60 degrees right now, and there's a rip current risk as well this weekend, so definitely keep that in mind. But definitely a hot one out there today. Another hot one tomorrow. Humidity may creep up a smidge tomorrow. Again, temperatures up near 90 with low 80s at the beaches. And it looks like the heat stays with us right through Monday and Tuesday and probably even into Wednesday.
Unvaccinated teenagers are still getting and spreading COVID. Correspondent Stephanie Stahl tells us some of them are getting very sick and spending time in the hospital.
A new report from the CDC documents over 200 adolescents who were hospitalized for COVID-19 from January to the end of March. 71% had underlying medical conditions, including obesity and chronic lung disease. The trend has underscored the urgency to get teens over the age of 12 vaccinated.
There is ongoing misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccines impairing fertility. Certainly, these vaccines do not.
Dr. Karen Landers says misinformation is driving vaccine hesitancy, particularly among young people.
This is in sharp contrast with people 65 and older. That age group has the highest COVID vaccination rates. And during the same time period, hospitalization rates stabilized for that older group. It is Belmont Stakes Day on Long Island, the event drawing a bigger crowd this year, of course, but also protests. 1010 Winds reporter Fahmy Redwood is there with more and joins us live. Hey, Fahmy.
Hi, Sonia. Dozens of protesters are out here holding signs and chanting. They're trying to raise awareness to what they describe as horse abuse. Advocates say the horses that are used in the racing here receive incredibly cruel treatment, eventually leading to their deaths. Protesters are going to be out here until 2 o'clock today. But in terms of today's race, Belmont Stakes has been closed to spectators since the start of the pandemic. So this is really one of the first steps back to normalcy. 11,000 people can attend today, but they are going to be requiring proof of a vaccine or negative test. This comes as officials are obviously trying to increase vaccinations. So there is a vaccine pop-up site here as well, just to help folks who are not vaccinated get vaccinated. Live at Belmont Racetrack, Fahmy Redwood, 1010 Winds.
Researchers are finding more on the connection between sleep and mood. And it's not just about getting more sleep. Past studies have shown that getting up early can help fight depression, but more recently, researchers looked into what makes someone an early riser and how to benefit from that. Some of it is genetic, as we hear from correspondent Michael George, but a lot of it is habit.
Waking up just an hour earlier could reduce your chance of major depression by nearly 25%. Researchers at the University of Colorado, MIT, and Harvard examined the DNA data of 850,000 people. They found those genetically predisposed to be early risers had a substantially lower risk of depression compared to their counterparts who slept in.
The researchers say some of that lower risk may be as simple as how our bodies react to light and darkness. Light research has shown that light therapy can be helpful for treating some mood disorders. There are growing concerns about attacks on delivery workers across the city. At a city council committee hearing next week, workers who've been targeted are expected to testify in favor of a bill that would provide them with additional protections. Workers like Under Unalar, who suffered a severe head injury when he was attacked and robbed while on his bike doing food deliveries, he tells CBS 2 News he still looks over his shoulder.
I really felt like my skull was crushed. Now I'm getting better, but I am very sensitive to any kind of noise, movement from my behind.
Groups like the Workers' Justice Project are advocating for protections not just for their physical safety, but for things like transparency when it comes to their tips and earnings, since many work for app-based services. Speaking of which, lots of people were over-tipping during the pandemic, but like many things associated with COVID times, that seems to be going away with the rise in vaccinations. More on that from correspondent Deborah Rodriguez.
Most every restaurant owner and employee remembers the story of an overly generous pandemic tipper. Take the customer who liked to buy eggplant pitas at Abba's Falafel in Rhinebeck, New York.
She'd get one sabir, and then she'd give each worker $5 individually, the kitchen included, like on a $12 tab.
But owner Kathy Nayor says gratuities have been dropping from stratospheric rates to an average 5 to 15% for takeout.
People are less in the sense of survival and thank you for making this happen and we're so glad you're open and there's more choices now.
The National Rifle Association has dropped its lawsuit against New York Attorney General Tish James. It had claimed her office violated the NRA's constitutional rights with her efforts to dissolve the gun rights group. Well, James issued a statement saying this is an implicit admission that the NRA's strategy would never work and would only draw attention to the group's leaders' use of the organization for personal gain to support a lavish lifestyle. James has alleged in her lawsuit that the group violated corporate laws as it declared bankruptcy, losing more than $64 million in 3 years. The NRA's lawsuit was a countersuit to that, but it says it is voluntarily withdrawing this suit in federal court in New York's Northern District to pursue a similar case in state court, accusing James of weaponizing her power against the group. The NYPD is looking for at least one suspect in a subway slashing in the Bronx. A 47-year-old man is recovering from a slash wound to his head. Police say he'd gotten into an argument with at least one other guy who then attacked him with a sharp object late last night near the Freeman Street station in Morrisania. It's not clear what the argument was over. Also yesterday, a transgender man and his female companion were attacked with a sharp object and homophobic slurs on the Upper West Side. And on Thursday night, two men were slashed in a subway station in South Harlem. All the victims are expected to be okay. So far, no arrests.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.